This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition and protest groups reached an agreement to share power during a transition period leading to elections, setting off street celebrations by thousands of people. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
It could mean an end to a standoff that has seized Sudan. The Northeast African country's military and civilian leaders have struck a deal to share power for a span of 3 years. Thousands of people came out onto the streets to celebrate the news. The two sides held talks in the capital Khartoum for 2 days. They agreed to rotate power between them, set up an independent technocratic government, and launch an independent probe into the deadly violence of recent weeks. Talks restarted after a month-long pause and a bloody crackdown by the military.
Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. U.S. government lawyers are scrambling to meet a Friday afternoon deadline to offer good reason for including a citizenship question on the country's 2020 census. If not, lawyers must stipulate that a question is no longer needed. The Supreme Court has already ruled the government's reasoning for including the citizenship question did not meet standards for a clear explanation of why it should be asked. The census takes place every 10 years. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake rocked the coastal U.S. state of California Thursday, leaving injuries, fires, and dozens of strong aftershocks. Here's seismologist Lucy Jones.
There is about a 1 in 20 chance that this location will be having an even bigger earthquake within the next few days, that we have not yet seen the biggest earthquake of the sequence.
We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A UN report accuses the government